By 1914, they begin to deport the children. The people from their homes. They had 3-4 parties. They took the first part. And by 1915, it was our turn. Because my father wasn't with us. So they took him from there. And 1915 in September, they came and locked our doors, sealed it, and took us out and took us in front of the government building. And they gave us just very, very little essentials. We couldn't take it because we had to walk. So we began to walk. It's a 2 weeks journey from the town we left to Syria in Aleppo. But from September, it took us from September to January 1916. We started in September 1915. We reached Aleppo 1916. New Year's. It wasn't winter. It was warm, but we went through the places where there was no water. There was one day when I was almost going to die because there was no water. My mother went to the big rich people with their horse-drawn carts, things, and bag that she would give all the money she had if they would just give me some water. But they didn't. They said, we don't have enough for us. So they wouldn't. And then I walked around, and in one part I saw a puddle of muddy water, no water at all. I went to mother and I said, some water over there. So she came and took a little thin material and put the water through that, sealed it, and gave it to me. Then I came to life. This was God's, no water at all. All of a sudden, a puddle of water. So that I was saved then. And we walked, so much distress. Every night we had to put our tent down about 5 or 6 o'clock. We had no men, but mother and my sister and I, we helped. We put our tents up. As soon as everything was up, we sat down. The first thing mother did was read the 91st Psalm. Every single night. Then we sang Abide With Me in Turkish. Fast falls the eventide. So this was every single night we did this. Then we ate and went to bed. 5 o'clock in the morning they came, get up. Took our tents down. We had to fold those old things down and carry everything. Anyways, we went to one place once and we always had somebody, a donkey that had a donkey or something we rented that they could carry our mattress and things that we had, a few little things. But that day nobody was there. Mother couldn't get anybody. The boy that was doing our carrying left without anything. So she said to us, gave us to let us, some man, he said, no, another woman, take them where you're going. It's called Bab. It's a town in Syria. We reached Syria, but not Aleppo yet. And she said, I'd stay and I'll find someone and get down over there. So there was quite a ways to walk. We walked and walked and walked and went to an inn. And we waited, mother didn't come. Oh. Anyways, finally she came, but she could hardly stand up. We couldn't touch her. She says, don't touch me. She had ran and ran and ran and ran. And when she got to us, she could hardly stand up. She wouldn't let us touch her because she was aching all over.